crime has been committed and that, therefore, I am illegally detained.
No crime, but a very great error. You would have done better to have trusted your wife.
It was not my wife. It was the children. God help me, I would not have them ashamed of their father. My God. What an exposure. What can I do?
Calm yourself. We will find a solution. If you leave it to a court of law to clear the matter up, of course you can hardly avoid publicity. On the other hand, if you convince the police authorities that there's no possible case against you, I don't know that there's any reason that the details should find their way into the papers.
God bless you. I would have endured imprisonment, aye, even execution, rather than have left my miserable secret as a family blot to my children.
Might I suggest, Mr. Sinclair, that you now tell us the circumstances that brought you into this predicament?
Of course. You are the first who has ever heard my story.
Perhaps we should hear it in my office. After all, Mr. Sinclair, we can hardly consider you a prisoner any longer, can we? This way, if you please.
My father, gentlemen, was a schoolmaster in Chesterfield, where I received an excellent education. I travelled in my youth, took to the stage, and finally became a reporter for one of the London evening papers. One day, my editor wanted a series of articles upon begging in the metropolis, and I volunteered to supply them. I decided it was only by trying begging as an amateur that I could get the facts upon which to base my articles. Well, an actor, I had, of course, learned all the secrets of making up. I took advantage now of my attainments and painted my face. And, to make myself look as pitiable as possible, I made a good scar and fixed one side of my lip in a twist by the aid of a small slip of flesh-coloured plaster. Then, with a red head of hair and an appropriate dress, I took my station in the business part of the city. For 7 hours I plied my trade. And when I returned home in the evening, I found to my surprise that I had received no less than 26 shillings and 4p.
Just for sitting on your backside all day.
Please continue, Mr. Sinclair.
I wrote my articles and thought little more of the matter until, sometime later, I backed a bill for a friend and had a writ served on me for £25. I was at my wit's end where to get the money. But a sudden idea came to me. I obtained a fortnight's grace from the creditor, asked for a holiday from my employers, and spent the time in begging in the city under my disguise. In 10 days I had the money and had paid the debt. Well, you can imagine how hard it was to settle down to arduous work at £2 a week when I knew that I could earn as much in a day by smearing my face with a little paint, laying my cap on the ground and sitting still. I tell you, gentlemen, it was a long fight between my pride and the money.
But the money won at last, eh?
To my shame. Only one man knew my secret. The Lascar who keeps the opium den in Swandam Lane. He also gave me the use of 2 second-floor rooms, though I had to pay him well to keep my secret safe.
19 and 6, £4. There you are.
Thank you, Mr.
Boone. Hugh Boone.
Of course. But Mr. Boone is not enough.
How do you mean?
You give £5 now, please.
No, it's too much.
No. Not too much. Not for Mr. Boone. Mr. Boone gets much money.
I paid, of course. And so I continued to emerge every morning as the squalid beggar, and in the evenings, transform myself into the well-dressed man about town. Very soon I found that I was saving considerable sums of money. I do not mean that any beggar in the streets of London could earn £700 a year, which is less than my average takings, but I had exceptional advantages in my power of making up, and also in a facility in repartee, which improved by practice and made me quite a recognizable character in the city. All day a stream of pennies, varied by silver, poured in upon me, and it was a very bad day I failed to take £2. As I grew richer, I grew more ambitious. took a house in the country, and eventually married, without anyone having a suspicion as to my real occupation. My dear wife knew that I had business in the